Rena, we have good news and bad news.
The bad news is we're going to a family reunion.
The good news is...
It's not our family?
No. The family reunion is in Hawaii.
All right. I wonder what the weather's like in Hawaii right now.
Well, let's see.
Okay, well, that answers my question. I will not pack galoshes. Those bags under your eyes? Who's this?
I'd like to introduce you to my new friend, Lola. I met her outside my favorite sushi bar. We were fighting over a tuna belly, and she won.
Salem got beat by a girl.
Salem got beat by a woman, Sabrina. She's in the family way.
Maybe we should have him neutered.
I heard that. And for your information, I'm not the father, but she will be staying with us until the blessed event. Didn't I ask for milk?
Harvey?
Coming, Mom.
Okay, nothing to see here. Show's over. Harvey, if you keep falling asleep at your locker, they're going to transfer you to the narcolepsy magnet school.
No. My dad's away, and according to my mom, pregnant women need soy hot cocos brought to them every half hour throughout the night.
Well, are you sure your mom's pregnant, not just lazy?
I need a break. Thinking about joining the army.
Hey, I have an idea. You need to get away, and we need someone to watch Salem while we go on our family reunion to Hawaii.
I'll do it. I'll pay you.
Great. Oh, wait. We have another cat, and she's pregnant.
Does she sit around and moan about her varicose veins?
Not so far.
When do I start?
Harvey, you got a mortal to stay with us? Now what if I need something for Lola? How am I supposed to let him know? Charades? Come hither stairs?
What if I put a Dr. Doolittle spell on Harvey? That way you two can talk to each other.
You've done that spell before?
No, but I can. I discovered it while studying the magic book.
Studying the magic book? Who are you and what have you done with Sabrina?
Harvey, this is Lola.
She mostly just wants to be left alone.
An excellent quality in a pregnant thing.
Sabrina, we better get going.
Oh, I just wanted to make Harvey a farewell drink. Well, farewell.
Doolittle spell?
Bah!
Doolittle.
I didn't know Kool-Aid came in chunky style.
Oh, Harvey, you remember Salem, don't you?
Hey, Harv.
Hey, Salem. Anything on TV?
Sports Center. You get the chips, I'll get the remote.
Have a great time.
Hey, well, I hope we don't miss our flight. I mean, it's rush hour. The highways will be jammed.
I love that show.
Wow. For the first time in my life, I understand the meaning of the word swank.
Holiday, this is Hilda's in my room. Your room is through there.
My own room? What a great reunion. I don't care if I do have to kiss Aunt Bootsy. I'm calling management.
There's something we need to tell you about this trip, dear. You can't enjoy the beach until you solve the family secret.
What? When were you planning on telling me this?
Now.
Don't worry, you'll solve it. It'll be easy once you have the final clue.
I am Pele, Hawaiian goddess of fire. Cousin Pele to you. I am here to give you the final clue to the Spellman family secret.
Oh! Would some baking soda help?
That's okay. Just don't talk. It distracts me. Here is your clue. Is it on fire?
No.
I lost more clues that way. Here. Good luck.
Ball of string. Okay, well, I'll just call room service and ponder over this while I have a burger and some free movies.
Sorry, no food, no fun.
You have to work on it until you get the answer.
I just want to thank you two for bringing me to Hawaii.
If you have any questions, call us on the cell phone. We'll be at the luau after our hula lesson.
I need to learn to hula too! That won't be too distracting.
Of course RoboCop can beat the Terminator. Mister, I liked my best friend's wedding.
I said it had its moments.
Oh, do you want your tummy rubbed?
Oh, go back to sleepy.
Did you ever see Rambo?
Remember the part when he stitched himself up?
You know, I read Stallone really did that.
You did your homework, right?
Right. What homework?
Hilda, at the last family reunion, you managed to alienate everyone because you hadn't even read the family newsletter.
Oh, it wasn't that bad.
They made you eat sand.
Not a lot.
Anyway, here comes Uncle George. Now he's at the reunion with his second wife, Ruby. I don't know what he sees in her, but be sure to compliment her on her supposed weight loss.
Hello, Zelda.
Hello, Ruby. You've lost weight.
Oh, look, I think you're towing my car.
Every member of the Spellman family is born with a ball of string with stringy hair. Now we condition. Hello?
Sabrina, help!
Harvey and I are beside ourselves. Lola won't stop crying.
I have problems of my own. I just solved this stupid secret with this stupid ball of string.
If you come home, I'll help you with the clue.
What is this?
Salem? What did the doctor say?
Oh, the doctor on the telephone said Lola needs a nesting spot. Go get a cardboard box and set it up in the living room. Run, man! But leave Lola in here. The box is supposed to be a surprise.
You're a very controlling vet.
Good going. Okay, this is my last clue. A ball of string.
That's not string, it's twine. Oh, please let me at it.
Mom, what are you doing here?
Well, I was taking a walk, and suddenly I got very tired.
That's Mrs. Kinkle. Gotta get out of here.
But you haven't helped Lola.
Right. Until this cat gives birth to a litter, make her calm and relax for a new cat sitter.
She's fixed. I have to admit, that sound was beginning to annoy me.
I'll find out, Mom.
Gotta go.
Salem, do we have any soy hot cocoa?
How do you get all the sand out?
Just keep rinsing.
Shell.
Twine. Okay. Every member of the Spellman family is born with twine. With wine? I come from a long line of alcoholics. Every member of the Spellman family is born with a twine. Minus the E is twin. That's it! Every member of the Spellman family is born with a twin!
A twin?
Congratulations, Serena.
You solved the family secret!
Come here. I'd like to introduce you to your twin, Katrina.
Hello, Sabrina. Wow, I'm so excited. And apparently not unique. I can't believe I have a twin. This is really good news, especially if one of us ever needs a kidney.
Katrina lives in South Dakota in a house exactly like ours. Except for some reason they have shag.
Had a great time together yesterday. It's weird we don't have the same parents. Are your twins as nice as mine?
Actually, our twins turned out to be evil. Which brings us to another teeny thing we have to tell you. Zelda.
Sit down, dear. You see, in all witch twins, one twin is evil and the other one is good. And unfortunately, the evil twin is not allowed to live in the mortal realm.
No, Katrina can't be the evil one. Wait a minute, that would mean I'm the evil one. She did leave the pool boy a crummy tip.
I got this scar wrestling a monkey at the county fair.
Sweet. I got you beat. Check out the one on my butt.
I don't see a scar.
Don't have one, but made you look.
Oh, fiddlesticks.
Mom, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get into Lola's nesting box, but I think I need a bigger one.
Order on the meat! In today's case of Katrina versus Sabrina, the tribunal shall decide which witch is the good witch and which witch is the evil witch.
Stop biting my nails.
I will if you stop twirling your hair.
Question one. Sabrina.
Oh, hey, buddy. Where's your tag? Are you lost?
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Does this dog belong to anyone?
Sabrina, pay attention to the question.
Sorry, what'd you say?
I can't repeat the question.
Oh, then, yellow?
Katrina, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Well, I like people and animals, so I'll either be a social worker or a veterinarian.
Wrong. Sabrina wins the question portion. A good witch cares more about living things than about winning points for herself.
Woohoo! I hated those trick questions.
I'm so embarrassed. I gave that round to Katrina.
Now, we shall randomly review each witch's use of magic. Was it for good? Or was it for evil? Roll the videotape.
Not her best magic.
And who picked that music?
Dressing Harvey was good magic. He looked like a total dork before. But I mean dork in the best possible way.
You didn't dress Harvey to help him. You did it to win the contest. Dressing Harvey was selfish. Worst Spellman family trait. Now we shall review Katrina's use of magic.
How nutritious.
I think those children were being read to against their will.
So far, Sabrina has won the Q&A, and Katrina has won the life review. But since this is a close call, I have one more question which could make it or break it for either one of you.
May the best witch win. Right back at you.
I would like each girl to quickly tell the tribunal how she used her magic for good in the last 24 hours.
Oh, I made a pregnant animal feel comfortable.
Katrina, anything?
Well, I got us both dates.
Court's adjourned. Last one to limbo is a rotten egg.
Great, I'm ahead. Maybe I'm not the evil one after all.
Oh, this trial is getting on my nerves. I have a bigger headache than Uncle Danny after he celebrates. Well, another night of drinking.
Hello, Zelda.
Hello, Uncle Danny.
There goes my car again.
I'm good. I know I am. Or am I? I wonder if there's a competent therapist on this island. Hello?
Sabrina, we need you here now. Harvey's mom's in labor at the hospital.
And you need me to offer hearty congratulations?
No.
Because when the doctors listened to her stomach, they heard a heartbeat and something that sounds like purring.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Looks like inexact
Spellman has struck again.
I'll meet you at the hospital.
Sand goes down better the second time, don't you think?
I understand you're not stopping them. Did you have to scream out more, she can take it?
Maybe we should check on Sabrina.
Oh, no, let her relax.
Look out, coming through.
I checked the magic book and apparently I transferred Lola's discomfort to the nearest pregnant creature.
Mrs. Kinkle.
Exactly. She's about to have kittens unless I get her and Lola together, sprinkle them with water, and incant a spell.
So, do we give up now or carry this charade a beat longer?
I'm looking for Mrs. Kinkle. She's about to deliver.
Why, then I guess she might be in the delivery room.
No need to be snotty. Oh, that was evil. Don't tell the witch judge.
Relax, Mom. They'll stick a needle in your spine and it'll be all better.
Dr. Merchant, let's hear the fetal heartbeat and the so-called purring.
Oh, my. Is this what I think it is?
Yes. Barbecue sauce. We had ribs for lunch.
Right. Let's go wash up.
We'll be right back.
Harvey, get me a Nutrageous bar.
I'm on it, Ma.
Mrs. Kinkle, holding a kitty is the latest relaxation technique to ease contraction pains.
I'd chew steel right now.
Please make this work.
They didn't have Nutrageous in the vending machine. I had to get crackers.
Try the one in the basement and take the stairs.
I'm on it.
Well, this isn't going smoothly. And here come the doctors.
There was a spell that went wrong. Put these kitties back where they belong.
All right, time to deliver the baby.
Doctor, do you really think it's appropriate to bring animals into the delivery room?
Oh, you mean Dr. Fluffy from the HMO? I'm glad I was able to fix that little glitch. Helping Lola is the magic that's going to tip me off into the good witch category.
I hate to burst your bubble, but didn't you help Lola just so I'd help you with the clue?
Oh, no. You're right. And that was selfish, and being selfish is a spellman's worst trait. I'm evil.
And doomed.
Do either of you have a candy bar on you? I can't find the basement. Sabrina?
Hey, Harvey.
Aren't you supposed to be in Hawaii? Without a mustache?
Oh, right. Talents?
Look, Harvey, there's something I have to tell you. I probably won't be able to see you anymore.
Why?
Because I won't be allowed to live in Westbridge. We're just so crazy about Hawaii, we're moving there.
Well, what am I going to do without you?
Mr. Kinkle, your mother's asking for you. It turns out the purring was just a glitch on the sonogram.
Sabrina, I...
Harvey!
Please don't go. I'll miss you.
Me too.
Me three.
That reminds me. I have to get rid of that Dr. Doolittle spell.
Why? Just because you're evil doesn't mean I shouldn't continue my friendship with Harvey.
Well, I'm a wreck. Oh, now, dear. Just because your spell was selfish
and involved civil disobedience
and was very messy doesn't mean you're the evil twin.
Order on the sand!
Since Sabrina's helping a pregnant cat spell was selfish, involved civil disobedience, and was extremely messy, the evil twin is... Sabrina Spellman!
Great! I finally win something!
Why are we at a volcano? I thought I just couldn't live in the mortal realm.
Well, actually, dear, you can't live in the mortal realm or the other realm.
We didn't want to worry you. And besides, I never thought you'd turn out to be the evil one.
Especially when you turned out to be the good one.
Well, it's nice getting to know you. Good luck with the rest of your future. Sorry.
What did you mean by that?
Evil twins are thrown into the volcano.
To prove that they're brave and then they'll be welcomed back into the bosom of their family?
Not exactly. Zelda?
You see, Sabrina, lava is the only substance that can... Sorry. Lava is the only substance that can destroy a witch.
Get me the ACLU.
At this time, the good twin shall push the evil twin into the volcano.
Okie dokie.
Ah! Oh, no!
She didn't!
Why did you push Sabrina into the volcano?
Because you told me to. Duh.
No good witch has ever had the heart to do away with her evil twin. Although one Hilda Spellman did come very close. This proves Katrina is the evil twin.
Great. With my luck, it's a telemarketer. Yes?
Good news. Mrs. Kinkle delivered a healthy baby girl, and Lola had five little kittens.
Uh-huh.
What's that loud noise in the background?
Oh, that'd be hot molten lava.
We gotta get back to you. Sabrina, we've got good news for a change.
You're not the evil twin!
Now you tell me! Man, have you ever tried to wash volcanic ash out of your hair?
No, but I came really close, as the witch judge pointed out to practically everyone in Hawaii.
So what happened to Katrina?
She was sent to live in the Twin Cities in the other realm. That's where all the evil twins go after the volcano test.
I thought evil twins died.
No one's actually ever thrown to their death during the volcano test.
Well, except for you.
Well, we all have our 15 minutes.
Well, here it is.
your official witch's license. It will give you more power than you ever dreamed possible.
But be careful. It can also cause more trouble than you ever dreamed possible. Just ask Hilda.
Not all tsunamis are bad.
And now we have one final lesson for you.
This seems a tad anticlimactic now. Oh, your skirt's on fire.
Groucho, Harpo, Chico, Zeppo, and Peppy.
Peppy? What happened to Gummo?
Gummo was my father's name.
Hey, chocolate cigars to celebrate the birth of my new baby sister, Una.
Una Kinkle. I hope she's good looking.
They have a big favor to ask you. Can I take Lola and the kittens home? Una stops crying when there's meowing, but it's making me hoarse.
They're all yours.
Meow!
Oh, but can Salem come visit every other weekend?
Sure, that way we can watch RoboCop together. Why did I say that?
Because you're sleep deprived.
Right. I'd better get home. I'll come back for Lola. I'm so glad you're not leaving after all.
Me too. Are you okay?
Sure. I mean, we knew we couldn't keep them. I just... I'm feeling a little postpartum. I could use a vacation. How about Maui?